O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
So it is a new year then, 2018, and many people will have a variety of New Year's resolutions. There is a chance that they have already been and gone by this point, you never know. I've come back to see Dr. Jason O'Connor at O'Connor Chiropractic. Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Beth.
Now, I remember just before Christmas, we talked about the sort of issues with Christmas. I remember you telling me a mince pie takes 5 miles run to burn off. Now, I'm guessing New Year's resolution is something that you come into contact with a lot at this time of year.
Yeah, this is the time of year. Patients that ring are usually in crisis. Their health is really at the lowest point. So we get a lot of people with back spasms, you know, headaches, their vitality is really low. So I just really want to give people tips on getting their vitality back for the new year.
And how would we do that? I presume it needs to be something like get out for a run and eat more of your 5 a day.
Yeah, I think certainly people are now more focused. They've got Christmas out of the way. There's a bit of the hangover from Christmas. They feel bad and they want to make a good start to the new year. What I would say, just be wary. Don't go straight out. Probably been a while since you've done any exercise.
That's very true.
It's a bit like in around Easter time when people get the holidays and they've not done any gardening for months, and then they'll go and spend the weekend gardening, and that's when they'll get injured and they can't move for a few days. So same with the new year. Just start off steady. Just set small goals. Start off by getting some brisk walks in, getting around outside. You'll always feel better when we get outside. So it's a lovely time of year. The days are now starting to get a bit longer. We're getting more light, so just take advantage of that and start doing more walks outside. That's the first step. Maybe get some help, you know, if you want to start exercise, you don't know where to start, you know, ask someone who knows something about it. So get a PT, go to classes, don't try and do it all on your own, do get some help.
I find that doing it as a group is really underrated sometimes, actually, because getting out on your own and going to do exercise, you need a lot of motivation for that. If you're with a group, it seems a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've always done team sports and I absolutely love the atmosphere and the camaraderie when you're training together. And I think also you're accountable, so I think you're more likely to stick with it. If you go off on your own, you know, often you feel terrible because you think how unfit you are, and then you often think, oh, I'll leave that for a little while. But you're all in together, you're all feeling the same, you're all going to encourage each other to keep going. So I think certainly doing it in that format's the best way, but low impact. So walking, cycling, I know the roads could be a bit icy, so you know, on a static bike's absolutely fine, bit of swimming. Get your energy slowly up. Set some goals, but just start off with little bite-sized chunks of it and then build up to longer-term goals with that.
A lot of it feels like you want to make a physical difference to your body. You know, you might want to lose half a stone, you want to see a bit more muscle and a bit less jiggle. Is it purely aesthetic, or are there differences that will be happening within you as well?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and I always tell people to make it about your health. And just looking at the scales and saying, I want to be lighter on the scales, that's not necessarily healthy. And you see a lot of people on these silly, mad crash diets this time of year. You've got to do something you're going to sustain and make New Year's resolutions about health. So many people make it maybe about career and finance and getting a car, a new house. I think this is a time of year that you really want to focus on your health, spending more time with your family, your kids, your grandchildren, really looking at those as goals, because they're the most important things to you at the end of the day. When you're on your deathbed, you don't look back and say, oh, I wish I'd spent more time at work.
Yeah, I love admin. I wish I'd done more of it.
Exactly. So, you know, really focus on your health and start those at the beginning of the year. With your nutrition, people do really silly diets this time of year. So it's really thinking about, can you sustain it? Otherwise, you're going to take it off, and then you're just going to pile it back up again. So it's got to be sustainable and something you're going to be able to maintain for the rest of the year. And again, just have gradual goals, not just huge goals, because as I say, people yo-yo up and down and it never holds. So I think just being sensible and maintain it for the year. But you know, one of the things I say is you are what you eat, and we said, you know, we joked, I think in the last time we spoke to you about, you know, you feel like a pudding, so it's trying to eat things that look healthy. I mean, I always say, if you open your fridge and there's a load of fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, fish looking at you, as opposed to those of packeted, easy stuff, microwave things. You know, they're the worst, you know, types of foods. Even if they say they're low fat, healthy diet foods, they're often the worst. Go back to basics, simple vegetables, good quality protein, and drink plenty of water. People go sober, I think, in January and then forget about it for the rest of the year. But yeah, really cutting the units of alcohol down and sugar. Sugar's like the biggest thing. It's not fat that puts on weight, it's sugar. So I think focusing on getting the sugar down, and you know, you'll feel a lot more energy then, and that makes you want to do exercise. So one leads on to the other, really.
So how can you help people in the new year then? I think people sometimes have incorrect misconceptions of what chiropractic is. What could you do for people in 2018 here at O'Connor?
Well, first thing is we'll have a really good chat with them, and each person's an individual, seeing where they are, seeing what their stresses are in their particular lifestyle, and again putting a plan together. We don't just do a short-term quick fix plan, we look at their health long-term, and we'll phase things in. So we just talked about nutrition, exercise. We don't start all those things in one go. First of all, we get people, for instance, their alignment maybe way out, there might be in a lot of pain, there might be in spasms. So the first steps are to get them out of that stage, get a solid base, then we build in the exercise. At the same time, we're adding in some nutritional advice, getting their stress levels down and getting them more focused on themselves. So many people are rushing around. The last thing they think about is themselves and their own health. The way I look at it is your health is your most valuable commodity. And if that's not in place, everything else falters. So first of all, start that as your keystone, your strongest point, and then build on it. And I think, you know, you get more energy. A lot of times people think they haven't got time to fit everything in. It's usually not time, it's energy. And, you know, energy comes from health.
If people want to come and talk to you then, how do they get in touch?
Come and get in touch on our website, o'connorchiro.co.uk. Drop us an email, info@o'connorchiro.co.uk. Or you can give us a call at the clinic on 01423 200 020. That's our Harrogate office. Or in Ilkley, 01943 600 948.
Dr. Jason O'Connor, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye, Beth.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.